You're on the Sideline View this afternoon. It's time to talk some rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you this afternoon, mate?
Good afternoon, Bear. Good afternoon, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Now, Weeksy, let's start talking about some juniors. What's the news about a local academy?
Yeah, fantastic. We've done bits and pieces on it. It's fantastic. You can find out more through hunterrugby.com.au or email our new development officer there, Brent Dale. His email address is brent.dale@nsw.rugby, and he'll be able to give you more details. But having a chat with Brent the other day, notice that 80 kids have been part of the Hunter Wildfires Academy throughout the Hunter and also Newcastle, which is fantastic to see. It's moving into northern New South Wales as well. So we could have something like 200 kids as part of this training experience, which will be very, very interesting to see. Of course, the foundations of that are for Hunter Rugby to move on and be part of the Shoot Shield next year, and being Colts especially, and that's been very, very important to have, is that we have a strong Colts team moving forward, so we have sustainability for not only men but also women when it comes to rugby in this part of the world, and being part of the Shoot Shield experience as we get into 2022 onwards.
That's fantastic news. Also, just very quickly, and I'm not too sure if you saw that news, but speaking of the Shoot Shield, it looks like the Penrith Emus, they're going to be playing in Canberra this season.
Yeah, I saw that, and it's not a big surprise. And the John Iden Shield, so
yes,
they'll be playing against the likes of the Queanbeyan Whites and also, of course, Tuggeranong Vikings. It'll give the Penrith players an opportunity to move in and actually be part of the Brumby system. And just between me and you, Bear, I'd be very interested to see what happens in the future when it comes to clubs like the Liverpool Bulls and also any teams are going to be out near the new airport, because the travel will be so much better for those guys. And, of course, we've got to break this cartel of northern and eastern suburbs clubs who make it really hard work for the game. So we'll see how we go with that.
Yeah, well done to Canberra Rugby for thinking a lot further ahead than what New South Wales or Sydney Rugby's doing. Now, let's move on. Waratahs training, what's the word?
Yeah, of course, we've moved into a second week of training, into a third week now. And what they're going to do is usually they turn up in November for their pre-season, starting their season, of course, on February the 18th with Super Rugby AU. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, the structure of that, on Tuesday at 7.50 on 2NM. But extensively what they're going to do is throughout October, they'll have 3 weeks training and then have a week off. And then in November, they'll have 3 weeks training and a week off. And then in December, they'll have 3 weeks training. And then they'll take 2 weeks off before they get into the season with their first trial, just before Australia Day there in Barrow. So they take on the +500 ACT Brumbies. So it's a bit of a different way Darren Coleman's doing things. He's getting the work into the players. And you can find out more about the Waratahs via waratahs.com.au.
All right. And the internationals, is there any going on at the moment?
No, just really interesting to see now. We're really sharpening our teeth for it. Of course, next Saturday there at 6 a.m, we've got the Yanks taking on the All Blacks. So they're heading off to Washington. Of course, the Washington football team has relayed their field for the special occasion. But the thing we'll talk about in the next coming weeks is later on, as far as the internationals go, the Irish are going to play against the Americans at this SoFi Field, which is an artificial field worth $5 billion in Los Angeles. And I don't know how they're going to work it, because, of course, we've had the thing during the week there where players can now wear stockings and long pants and all that sort of stuff to play rugby.
Yep.
Because the artificial fields have been tearing up the players' skin and all that sort of stuff. And that's something we might reflect on a little bit more on Tuesday, because we did flag it for last Tuesday, as that being a big, big issue. It's certainly something in the north that's a big deal at the moment, but interesting to see. Of course, we continue on with the Gallagher Premiership. Also, of course, the Bunnings NPC, which will be on Stan. So they've got two-thirds of the country playing rugby there in New Zealand. But, Auckland and Counties Manukau are still locked out. And that means, of course, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck has only played 2 games for Auckland in this year's NPC in the lead-up to his debut for the Auckland Blues next year.
I would just quickly say, everyone knows that I'm a big NFL fan. That SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, go and Google it and check out the photos. It's out of this world, that thing.
Yeah, well, they tried to play. They play the LA Gelatinis, who won the Major League Rugby earlier this year, played on that field.
Yeah.
And it had all the NFL markings. So I don't know if somebody's going to go out there and just paint over all the NFL markings. But
well, imagine the Los Angeles Rams are going to have something to say about that.
I think so. As long as John Gruden doesn't say anything.
Yeah, no, John Gruden needs to keep his mouth shut for a long time now. But that's a discussion for a different sport. Weeksy, as always, thank you, mate. We'll catch up and talk some more rugby on Tuesday.
Thanks very much, Bear.